When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
620 CKRM is proud to be your voice for everything ag. Welcome to SaskAg Today with your host, Ryan Young.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to SaskAg Today. It's brought to you by Milligan Bio, the leading buyer of heated and damaged canola in Saskatchewan, wants to buy your seed. Visit MilliganBio.com. Today, the chair of Sask Wheat shared his thoughts on the Competition Bureau's concerns with the Bunge-Viterra merger, as well as the appointment of a new chief commissioner of the Canadian Grain Commission. The two major railways, CN and CPKC Rail, are both working to get a deal done with the union representing its workers to avoid any disruptions. And we'll hear from Kevin Hirsch with SaskAgToday.com as he commented on a number of topics during the latest roundtable. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour. Up first on Sask Ag Today is my chat with Jake Legui from Sask Wheat on the Bunge-Viterra merger and the Competition Bureau report on that, as well as the new commissioner for the Canadian Grain Commission.
This is Sask Ag Today with 620 CKRM Ag News Director Ryan Young.
Sask Ag Today is brought to you by Johnston's Grain, your first and last stop for grain pricing and crop protection, and Farm Fresh Water. To fix your water problems, visit farmfreshwater.ca. The Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission welcomes the appointment of David Hunt as Chief Commissioner of the Canadian Grain Commission. Chair of Sask Wheat, Jake Legui, says their relationship with the Canadian Grain Commission is an important one.
They are a huge part of making sure that our system is fair for producers and the producers are protected. When it comes to the bond that elevators and grain companies and buyers have to have to make sure that, you know, that producers will get paid regardless of what happens. The grain grading is obviously one of the most important pieces of growing a crop, especially, you know, our wheat and durum that is so important to us. So it's a key relationship.
He is looking forward to working with Hunt and the commission.
It's good to see that they've made the announcement. And now we can start building that relationship and beginning to work with our new chief commissioner to ensure that the Canadian Grain Commission continues to live up to their mandate of working in the interests of grain producers.
Hunt's first day isn't until May 13th, and Legui hopes to have a meeting with him in the near future.
It's a busy time of the year, so May 13th will come very quickly for those of us that are in the fields. So we'll do what we can to try and arrange an opportunity to meet with him, but he'll have a very busy schedule too. So I guess our interest is to ensure that the Canadian Grain Commission continues to work in the interests of grain producers, and whatever that takes to make sure that that continues to be the case is what our focus will be.
Legui also shared his thoughts on the Competition Bureau having concerns with the Bunge-Viterra merger, mainly the reduction of competition. He noted Sask Wheat did its own report on the possible impact the merger would have on grain farmers in Western Canada.
The report is pretty clear that we would see a fairly dramatic reduction in the dollars that would end up in grain producers' pockets after delivery. It would impact competition both at local point of delivery for a few locations where there is a Bunge, but they also have a significant interest in G3, which has a lot of locations. There would be the impact at the port of Vancouver, where G3 has quite a nice new facility. So it would make for a very large grain company that would have an awful lot of power over the market. So we have a lot of concerns about it. And so we were all pleased to see that the report recommended against allowing the merger without at least some divestitures or anything like that. But I guess at this point, you know, it's up to the government to make that decision. The report that was put together by the Competition Bureau was only advice, so...
He went on to say Sask Wheat will be writing a letter to the federal cabinet, urging them to not allow this deal to go through without some substantial modifications to how the new company would eventually look. You're listening to Sask Ag Today. Up next is the CPKC and some of the work that they're doing behind the scenes to try and get a deal done with the union representing its workers to avoid any labor disruptions. We'll find out more after the break.
We're back with Sask Ag Today with Ryan Young on 620 CKRM.
This portion of Sask Ag Today is brought to you by Municipal Hail Insurance, crop insurance at cost. See municipalhail.ca. We're not hearing much about it now, but that won't be the case a month from now. Both major railways could be dealing with labor disruptions as early as May 22nd. As usual, the stumbling blocks are wages and scheduling. During a conference call yesterday morning to announce first quarter earnings, CPKC Chief Executive Officer Keith Creel said his company has two offers on the table.
We have what I call a status quo deal with only one, what I would call a pay relative change, not a work rule change, tied to held away from home terminal pay. That's the only concession that we're asking for in exchange for fair and equitable wage increases. The second is a progressive hourly deal. I can tell you that that progressive hourly deal, in my assessment, addresses what our employees want and need. They want a better quality of life. They want higher wages. And in turn, our ability to be able to provide that is found in the terms and conditions of that hourly agreement.
The workers at both railways are represented by the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference. We'll hear more about the first quarter earnings of CPKC in the resource report. We'll take another quick break here. Up next is Ag Review with Doug Falconer.
You're tuned in to Sask Ag Today on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
Today's Ag Review with Doug Falconer of GX94 is brought to you by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamps Integra Tire in Grenfell, your locally owned Integra Tire dealers, and Migraine Exchange. Ready to market your 2023 crop? Head over to migraineexchange.com and try their low-risk grain auctions.
Canada's competition concerns about U.S. agribusiness Bunge's planned takeover of rival Viterra sets the stage for the companies to sell some assets to close the deal. Canada's Competition Bureau said on Tuesday it was worried about reduced competition to buy farmers' crops in Western Canada and to sell canola oil in Eastern Canada if the deal proceeds. It also flagged as a concern Bunge's minority stake in grain handler G3, a Viterra competitor. The global agriculture merger is the largest ever by dollar value, creating a company worth $34 billion, including debt. Analysts have said Canada was one of the countries in which the two companies' assets had the most overlap. The Competition Bureau said Canada will ask the companies to address any overlapping concerns related to competition and transportation. Such remedies often involve selling assets to third parties in sensitive markets. In a show of independent strength, canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange had one of its best weeks this calendar year during the week ended yesterday. Ken Ball of PI Financial Services in Winnipeg says canola's rise was surprising, considering crush margins dropped more than $20 Canadian per metric ton over the past week. He says while growers' concerns over dryness in the prairies may have had an effect, the funds and canola crushers may have played a bigger part. According to Ball, there's still opportunity for canola to go higher. It will happen if either soy oil prices rise or adverse weather appears during the summer. In order for canola to regain positive price momentum, he says it would need some help from vegetable oils. Canada needs a simple, consistent, and easy-to-use system to build on its green agriculture reputation. That's according to a recent report from accounting firm Deloitte Canada. They note that an overabundance of sustainability claims and the growth of greenwashing makes a credible, consistent standard even more important to ensure consumer trust. Deloitte worked with the Canadian Alliance for Net Zero Agri-Food, whose members include McCain, Loblaw Companies, and RBC. The report authors examined existing practices, trends in the food sector, and what will be needed to successfully meet Canada's net zero carbon goals. A more robust and uniform system for the measurement, reporting, and verification of greenhouse gas reductions and removals is at the heart of the challenge. European Union proposals to weaken the green conditions attached to the bloc subsidies for farmers won backing from the European Parliament yesterday as policymakers attempt to quell protests across Europe. The proposals reduce some of the environmental rules linked to the disbursement of tens of billions of euros in farming subsidies. To receive subsidies, farmers would no longer have to leave 4% of their land fallow to support biodiversity. Farmers could carry out crop diversification rather than crop rotation, and countries will be able to introduce exemptions from the rules if they face difficulties applying them and in cases of extreme weather. Small farms below 10 hectares or about 25 acres will also be exempt from control checks or penalties for not complying. And that's today's Ag Review. I'm Doug Falconer.
It's your Sask Ag Today weather on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM Farm Precision Weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. I'm here with Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. And Phil, looking at the forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny sky and a high of 21 degrees. And from what it looks like, that trend will continue.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty decent through this week. Temperatures normally this time of year are mid-teens. We should be at least there, if not over that, just about each day. The only question mark into the weekend is Saturday. We'll be close, may come up just short, but still a decent day. The wind has come down, too. A very gusty wind has started out the day. A thicker cloud cover, that's thinning out a bit through the afternoon. That takes care of any shower threat. A few spotty, insignificant-type showers that set up early on. Could even return briefly this evening. Not going to rule that out, a 20% chance through the evening. But overall, partly to mostly cloudy, and then clearing. After likely 2 o'clock, we should be pretty much into a clearing sky. Temperature falls off from 21 this afternoon to around 6 tonight, back to 18 tomorrow under a mostly sunny sky. Then, as I said, we back down a bit on Saturday. The wind turns around from the south today into the north-northeast tomorrow, and as that wind increases in the northeast, it pulls in some slightly cooler air, so 13 on Saturday. Partly to mostly sunny, 15 on Sunday, and we'll shoot for 18 with a partly sunny sky on Monday, looking dry through this stretch. The only real chance of any precipitation would be any of those very spotty light sprinkles that come in this evening.
Thank you very much, Phil. The normal highs for this time of year, 15 degrees, the lows at zero. Sun rose in Regina at 5:43 this morning, and the sun will set at 10 after 8 tonight. Around the province in Assiniboia and Swift Current, 17, Moosomin, 21, Estevan, 22, Saskatoon, Yorkton, and Melville, 18, and Weyburn is at 20. The warm spot in the province is Estevan at 22.1 degrees to be exact, and the cold spot in Collins Bay at 0.7 degrees. In Regina, a mostly cloudy sky, south-southeast wind at 14 to 27 kilometers an hour, humidity at 33%, temperature 17 degrees or 63 Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is at 100.4 and falling. In Moose Jaw, partly cloudy, west-southwest wind at 18 kilometers an hour, and the temperature at 20. Again in Regina, mostly cloudy, south-southeast wind at 14 to 27, and the temperature 17 degrees. Back in a moment.
Catch up with all your ag news anytime at saskagtoday.com. Now, back to Sask Ag Today with Ryan Young on 620 CKRM.
This portion of Sask Ag Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers, where you're guaranteed the best buying and selling experience. McDougallAuction.com. Last week's federal budget made little mention of agriculture. That was the first topic of discussion on Friday's SaskAgToday.com roundtable with Chief Agricultural Editor Kevin Hirsch.
A lot of people are going to be watching the changes to capital gains inclusion. And I'm almost hesitant to try to encapsulate the changes, but on the good side, the lifetime capital gains exemption is being increased from just over $1 million to $1.25 million, which would seem to be good news. But once you've used all that up, or if you're a corporation, the tax inclusion, it used to be that 50% of a capital gain had to be included as income. And now on anything over $250,000 for an individual and anything for a corporation, the inclusion rate as of June 25th is going to be two-thirds, or 66.6%. So there actually may be people that are on the borderline as to maybe selling farmland or whatever, and looking at this June 25th implementation date for the changes in capital gains tax inclusion, that may want to have a look at that and how that's going to affect their financial position. But I think it will be a real good thing if they put some parameters around the livestock tax deferral as to exactly when it kicks in a particular area, so people can predict it more fully. And one of the other things in the budget that had already been announced and we already knew about it was the increase in the interest-free cash advance to $250,000.
Hirsch then commented on the storm that hit midweek last week.
Yeah, reports are quite a bunch of snow in Saskatoon. Here at the farm in southwest Saskatchewan, my machine registered 9 or 10 millimeters of rain before the snow cut in, and we've had an inch or two of snow a couple of times. It tends to melt after that. I would suspect we've had maybe the equivalent of half an inch of moisture, which isn't a great deal, but anything is welcome. So even though there were producers gearing up and would have been seeding by now had the weather held, nobody's complaining at all, just happy to see anything that's wet.
He doesn't expect there's been much field work done in Saskatchewan.
It's going to be a little while here drying up and getting going again, too. There were sprayers going and reports of a few people with some early seeding before the weather turned. But it's going to be a few days now, although the forecast ahead looks like in 3 or 4 days' time, things might be back on the drying side and people out in the field again.
After the break, we'll hear Hirsch's take on a Farm Credit Canada report and more from the roundtable.
You're tuned in to Sask Ag Today on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
This segment of Sask Ag Today is brought to you by Degelman Industries. Look to Degelman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumber yard, big on service. ArcolaBuildingSupplies.com. We're back with Kevin Hirsch, the Chief Agricultural Editor of SaskAgToday.com. He talked about the Farm Credit Canada report during the roundtable that said renting land might be a better option than buying land right now.
It's an interesting analysis, and people always like to own land rather than rent land, but the price of land has continued to go up. Interest rates are still high compared to what we've seen in recent times. So the cost of a principal and interest payment on land, certainly in the FCC analysis, it shows quite clearly that that's well above most of the cash rental values. Everybody has to make their own decisions about what they're doing. But from their analysis, it shows that from a cash point of view, you're certainly cash ahead and cash plus to be renting rather than paying off newly purchased farmland. So interesting analysis, and it has shifted over time. Cash rental rates haven't increased as fast as farmland prices have increased, especially when you consider the higher interest rate on top of those farmland price increases.
He says most farmland rentals are handled with a cash rent agreement.
I think cash rent has become more and more common. And the two-thirds, one-third formula really doesn't work very well anymore, considering where costs have gone. But there is some sort of crop sharing agreement. Sometimes there's even agreements with minimums and maximums on cash rent, and it varies according to the profitability or gross returns. So there are people that play with the formula and try to protect people on both ends, but by and large, it's how many dollars per acre, and the cash rent has really become the simplest way, especially for larger operators.
Hirsch says he doesn't rent much land for his farm at Cabri in southwestern Saskatchewan.
Majority is owned, rent a little bit from neighbors, but pretty small. Do some swapping of land back and forth with some cattle farming neighbors where they grow green feed barley or silage barley on some of my land, and I take a similar amount of their acreage to grow a specialty crop. So we do some trading that way, but over and above that, do rent a little bit. But in my case, 90% of it would be owned.
When it comes to the latest on the bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cattle, Hirsch notes that it may be spread by contaminated milking equipment.
Well, and plus they seem to think the vector is things like pigeons and blackbirds rather than migratory waterfowl. I know on the roundtable last week, we were musing as to why it would be affecting dairy cattle and not having been found in beef cattle. But if the vector is not migratory birds and instead is the birds that might be kicking around a dairy facility, that does make some sense. But I think the market is still a little spooked until this all plays out. But so far, no terrible news or nothing that looks like the situation is going to escalate. But I think they also continue to try to unravel the transmission and just what it all means.
The next episode of The Roundtable will drop this Friday, and you can find it on the 620 CKRM YouTube page as well as saskagtoday.com. Up next on the show, we'll have the market update. You're listening to Sask Ag Today on 620 CKRM.
Here's the market update with Ryan Young on 620 CKRM.
The market update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? They'll find a match that exactly fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. Grain prices at Viterra were down in early trading today. Canola is down $4.60 to $5.92.22, and number one red spring wheat is down 12 cents at $3.21.61. The rest were unchanged. Durum $400.31, feed barley $2.32.58, chickpeas $9.92.08, flax $6.29.54, lentils $7.87.50. Oats $271.32, yellow peas $474.72, and feed wheat $233.45. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, hard red spring wheat for May is up 5¾ cents to $6.84¾ a bushel. Coming up next is the Livestock Report.
The SaskAg Today Livestock Reports on your voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn Livestock at 842-4574. Now here are the latest livestock quotes.
Good afternoon, cattle producers. Here is your HLS Yorkton Market Report for the week ending April 26. Just like that, April's almost over. With some hot weather and a little shot of rain, the grass should be growing in no time. A good run on offer this week in Yorkton with 1541 in the sort and 313 cows and bulls. We finished off the day with 1854 head. Here are some highlights. On the steer trade, 424-pound blacks at 502.75, 505-pound exotic cross steers at 463, 690-pound tan steers at 377, 737-pound red Angus steers at 374.50. That was a one-owner group of steers from Melville. 854-pound blacks at 334.50, and 923-pound exotic cross steers at 316.5. On to the heifer trade. 422-pound black heifers at 420.50, 506-pound tans at $4.50, 646-pound exotic cross heifers at 354, 706-pound red Angus heifers at 327.50, 772-pound black heifers at 317.75. That was another good set of one-owner replacement heifers, black and black broccoles from the Roblin area. 857-pound tans at 302, and 953-pound exotic cross heifers at 278.50. On the cow and bull trade, our cows traded right steady with last week's D1, D2 cows, 165 to 190, with sale to 198. D3 cows, 120 to 150. Thin, shelly, blemish, older cows, 75 to $1.15. Our cows averaged 167.04. On to the bull trade. Big hard bulls, 180 to 205, with sales to 212.5. Medium bulls, 165 to 175. Our bulls averaged 190.02. Next week's feeder sale still has some room. Please remember to book in and phone your cattle in so we can prepare staff and buyers. Next week is a pre-sort, but the following week will be a regular sale. Don't forget to check out our upcoming schedule on Facebook or our website, hls.ca. Thank you to all the producers for bringing a fine set of cattle to town this week. This has been Carter Seela with your HLS Yorkton Market Report. Have a great day, and thank you for being a part of our industry.
Now the latest pork prices. They're up $2.45 to $223.15 per CKG. Coming up is the Resource Report, and we'll check in with Cody Glidden right before that. You're listening to Sask Ag Today on the Voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
It's the Sask Ag Today Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Ryan Young.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by Mazank Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler serving southern Saskatchewan for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazank, 306-721-6667. Canadian Pacific Kansas City has reported a $775 million profit for its first quarter ended March 31st. The railroad company says that's down from a profit of $800 million a year earlier. Canadian Pacific completed its acquisition of Kansas City Southern in December 2021, but it had to wait to combine operations until April last year, following regulatory approval of the deal. U.S. economic growth slowed sharply in the first quarter. The U.S. Department of Commerce is reporting GDP grew at an annual rate of 1.6%, down from growth of 3.4% in the fourth quarter of last year. Analysts say it is a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on borrowing and spending, and note that growth was also held back by businesses reducing their inventories. Turning over to the markets now, they're a bit down across the board. The TSX is down 18 points at 21,855. The Dow is down 459 points to 38,001. Oil is down 33 cents at $82.48 per barrel, and the Canadian dollar is trading at 73.10 cents US. And that's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, you can tune in to the on-demand Sask Ag Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. You can find the podcast at SaskAgToday.com and at 620CKRM.com. And that's going to do it for Thursday's edition of Sask Ag Today. I'm Ryan Young. Have yourself a nice day.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive Pre-Emergent Herbicide.